Shalom Aleichem Rabbotai. Mishneum is continuing in the fourth and final parak of Bikurim, wrapping up Zeroyim. Stay tuned for details, Bezrat Hashem, on the Siyum. We are in the fourth parak at Mishneh Gimel. We started talking about yesterday about the androgynous, who has both male and female parts, and therefore there's a suffix. Is he really a male? Is he really a female? Of course, when I say he, I mean androgynous, and that's what it is. Now we're on the Mishneh Gimel. So, fourth parak Mishneh Gimel, Shavu Lenoshim Ketzad. How is androgynous like a woman? Metame Be'odim Kenoshim. If the androgynous experiences a discharge of red, he becomes Tame as a Zava. Remember we said yesterday, Zav and Zava are different. A Zav is Metame if he sees white. A Zava if she sees red. So out of Suffolk, we say he's Tame Misuffolk, the androgynous. Two, V'einu Mityochid Im Hanoshim Kenoshim. And like women, he cannot be secluded alone with a man, with men, perhaps they will come to some sort of aveira. Ve'eno zokik liyibum kenoshim, and he does not cause a yibum situation like women. This means if a man passes away, Reuven passes away, and his wife has no children with Reuven, so Reuven's surviving brothers would marry the widow and generate children to be the heirs, spiritual and physical heirs to Reuven. But if Reuven's only surviving brother is not truly a brother, but an androgynous, we're not sure if he's a brother or a sister, or both, then he does not trigger a yibam obligation for Reuven's widow. Mishnah continues, Eino cholekim abonim. He does not divide an inheritance with the sons who inherit the father. Eino cholek bekodshe mikdash kenoshim. And he doesn't divide the kodshim in the temple like women. So these are the kodesh kodoshim that were given to kohanim. So the male kohanim would go serve in the base of mikdash and divide those, but they were not given to female kohanim. Mishkan is a fossil kol edush betorah kenoshim, and he's not eligible to testify for testimony that's on a biblical level like women. Now, of course, there are many, many instances where we believe women to testify about certain things, such as the kashrus in your kitchen. If you come home and your wife cooked dinner, you can believe her that everything's kosher, and that's certainly deraisa. We also believe women. We spoke at length the Gemara in Yevamos. There's instances where we are makel by aguna to believe certain testimonies that are less than two men testifying. So there are certain cases where there's believability, where androgynous would count also, but for typical testimonies require two or more men, androgynous doesn't count. Out of Suffolk, maybe he's not a man. Ve'enu nivol ba'aveira kinoshim. It is forbidden to be a part of forbidden intimate relations, such as incest and the like women are. Uposel minikehuna kinoshim, and he's not allowed to serve as a kohen like women. The female kohanim do not serve in the base of mikdash, only the males do. Mishnah Dalid, Shave le'onoshim ve'lenoshim ketzad. How is an androgynous like both men and women? Chayev ol nizko k'ish v'isha. If someone harms an androgynous, they have to pay for it, like a normal man and woman. V'chayev b'kol nizokin. And if the androgynous does damage, he does have to pay, ke'isha isha, like a normal, regular man or woman who causes damage and is sued in court has to pay. A horig b'meizid, if somebody murders the androgynous, nerug, the murderer can possibly get the death penalty. Again, there's a gemara in Makos, it was very rare for the Beis Din to actually give a death penalty, but it would be a possibility. Bishogig, if they murdered an androgynous, not even a murder here, it was an accidental or inadvertent or negligent homicide. So Bishogig, Golel Ari Miklot, then the one who killed the androgynous would have to go into Golis, into exile in the city of refuge. V'imo Yoshevet Alav Dam Tohar. This is an interesting halacha from Hilchot Nida and Hilchot of childbirth. So the mother of the androgynous sits for him Dam Tohar. Dam Tohar is blood, that's uterine blood seen after birth, but it's considered Tohar, Ke'anashim V'chanashim, like men and like women. So what's going on here is the Torah in the 12th parak of Vayikra You know, Isha Kitozria Vyalda Sintozria, so it talks about the Tumas Leida, the ritual impurity caused from childbirth. Now for a boy, there's 7 days where whatever blood she sees renders her tame. But then after that, up until there's 33 days of Dam Tohar, where on a biblical Deraisa level, we don't do this anymore, it's not the Minag currently, but on a biblical level, the next 33 days, even if she sees Dam, it's considered by the Bible, the biblical level, on a Deraisa level, to be Tahor. And for a woman, the first 14 days, she's considered Tame after childbirth, but then there's an additional 66 days of Dam Tohar. But the mother of an androgynous has to be stringent in both directions. So she will observe the first 14 days after giving birth to the androgynous as being Tame, and then only up to 40 days after the birth, in case it's a male, in case the androgynous is considered a male, as Dam Tohar. Again, we don't practice this currently, not the Minhag. Mishnah continues, V'nochel b'kodshe gvul. And he does inherit or take the kodshim of the gvul. Now, these are things given to kohanim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, ke'noshim v'chanoshim. Now, things that are both men and women of the kohanic family are eligible to take. And we've seen before throughout Zerayim, this includes things like truma, trumas meiser, chala, the gifts to the kohanim that are given to the kohen for his entire household. The androgynous, as part of the household, the androgynous, since he's the son of a kohen, or the son or daughter or both of a kohen, is entitled to those, just not the ones we mentioned earlier in the temple itself. V'ha'omer, and one who says, Hareini Nazir, behold, I am a Nazir. This is somebody looking at the androgynous, and he says, Hareini Nazir, Shazeish V'isha. If this is a man or a woman, Hareze Nazir. So the onlooker is looking at the androgynous, and he said, an interesting statement, I am a Nazir if this is a man or a woman. Well, the androgynous is either a man or a woman, though there is an opinion that it's a baby of Ne'atzma, similar to the koi, as we saw in the second parak. However, according to this opinion, it's one or the other. It's either a man or a woman. So if someone says, I'm a Nazir, if that's a man or a woman, he becomes a Nazir. This is an interesting concept because we just saw in the Daf Yomi, and Nidarim, we just started Nidarim recently, on Daf Yud Zayin, we say that out of Suffolk, people don't want to become a Nazir. People are careful with their body, sometimes more than their property. They might donate property out of Suffolk, but they won't become a Nazir out of doubt, out of Suffolk. But here there's no Suffolk. The androgynous is either a man or a woman, so someone who makes such a statement, I'm a Nazir, if it's a man or a woman, he's definitely a Nazir in any event. Shkoyach harbosai zay gezunt.